Yes.
Hello, I'm Matti
from Vibe. Yes.
Yes, my name is Halfdan. Halfdan, yes, that's okay. Me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10.
This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thank you very much for your company today. We welcome back at this very special time of year. Vibe are here once again.
Wow.
Halfdan, Mattias, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Great honor to be here again.
Great honor.
Gleðileg jól.
Ja, gleðileg jól.
Ja, gleðileg jól.
To both of you.
Yeah, thank you too.
I want to talk about your year. That's
yes.
why you're here. Because
yes.
it has okay. been an extraordinary year. Last time yes. we met, I think, was about a week before you were going to Eurovision?
Yeah, I think so,
yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Does that seem like a really long time?
Yeah, very long
time. Wow, so much has happened. But also, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was long time ago, but still like pretty recently, you know.
Yeah. So talk us through what happened after that then, because you had loads of questions from RÚV English Radio listeners
yes.
around the world, which is great.
We did an amazing Q&A.
I'd done the commentary already on the Söngvakeppnin final
yeah,
where
yes.
you were selected as the Eurovision entry, and I know how much interest there was in Iceland's entry around the
mm-hmm.
world. So
yeah.
So talk me through what happens when you get to Switzerland.
Yes.
What's that first day like?
Well, I think it was just like we pulled up to Switzerland and we got into the hotel.
Bus. We went to a bus.
Yeah, the bus, the hotel, went to sleep.
No, we went out for dinner.
Oh.
Do you not remember?
Yeah, it was so long time ago.
Went to dinner and then we went to sleep.
Yeah, and then we woke up super early the next day, just straight to rehearsal.
The first rehearsal.
Just started like immediately, you know.
Yeah, how many rehearsals did you get?
I think we got 2 days on stage.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
it was like 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes per rehearsal.
Yeah.
So we had like some place in Switzerland that we could rehearse at.
Okay.
So it was like, yeah, the day after we landed, we had the first rehearsal. And then like the days after, we always went like for like 1 hour a day to some
place.
Yeah,
at some dance studio somewhere in Switzerland.
Right.
And just rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you could see that having seen the first time you did the routine on Söngvakeppnin,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
again in the final, and then again
at
Eurovision,
exactly.
it was getting tighter every time, wasn't it?
Every time, yeah, definitely. We could feel that. And yeah, it was, each time we did it, it was always better and better and better.
Yes.
And then at the end,
I think we mastered it.
Yeah, at the final, end. It was just perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about the final, obviously, because you kicked off the show, didn't you?
Yeah.
You kicked off the whole thing.
Yeah, the first semifinal.
We started Eurovision.
With the first words in Eurovision 2025.
Well, let's go.
Yes, sir.
The perfect words.
It was a great honor.
Well, we're going to get to that for sure. But again, when you're in the Eurovision, is it village they call it? The kind of little bubble
like
that you're in?
Yeah, there is like this Euro village where they're like, there's a club and there's like some venue.
Yeah.
But we were in a hotel like 30 minutes from it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and like every artist was at different hotel, I think, like per hotel, I think.
I don't know.
Because I know from friends who've been there and colleagues who've been there and they've covered Eurovision, it is, if you want it to be, it's just one massive party from start to end.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Were you partying or were you working hard
to
do both?
We were kind of focusing, you know.
Yeah, we were focused both.
We got a little bit of party after we made it to the finals.
Yeah, one party then.
We went into the night just having fun with all the delegation and stuff. But then, again, laser focus.
Yes.
Focus on the final.
Yes.
And then after the final, we can party again. So we got like two parties.
Yeah, for sure.
We did a deal with RÚV that if we would go to the final, we could move the flight by one day.
Yeah.
They were gonna send us on a plane to straight after the show.
Bro, they wanted us to literally finish Eurovision, then get to the hotel, start packing, and just go.
So if you hadn't qualified from the semi-final,
straight after the final.
Yeah.
Well, you did, and we're going to talk about that for sure, without question. But in that run-up to Eurovision, then, who do you make friends with? Who were your pals in the rest of Europe?
Whoa, there are so many.
Yeah, there are many good ones. The first one come to mind is a guy called Gojo from Australia.
Yeah, we were very good with him.
He is such a funny guy. I love that guy. He was singing a milkshake song.
Yes.
I love that guy so much.
He was
much.
At the same hotel as us.
Yeah, he was the only guy at the hotel that didn't make the final. It was tragic.
It was so sad.
And we were always saying to him, after everyone in our semi-final made it, and he was the only one from the other final, and at the hotel room, we were like, okay, Gojo, you better make it. If you don't, it's extremely embarrassing, bro. You're the only one at the hotel.
I wonder if he was sent straight back to Australia in the first.
No, he got a promotion. He
started doing interviews.
Yeah, he was just a news reporter. So he was still backstage.
Because it's about big personalities as well, isn't it, Eurovision? It's about friendly people, and it's quite a joyous experience.
Exactly. It is. Like. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and we were very close with Kyle Alexandro from Norway.
Mm.
He was like, I think he was the closest to our age.
Yeah.
In the competition.
He was, I think, the youngest.
He was the youngest contestant.
Yeah, you were second youngest, right?
Yeah.
He's only 18, isn't he?
Yeah. He's the same as Ulla, our dancer.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he's 18. And he was very fun. And, like, when we qualified, you can see him in the background, like, screaming his lungs out.
Yes. Yeah.
He made it! It's so funny.
Yeah, we said before the show, like, either one of us, either we both make it or no one goes.
We go together.
So you're standing backstage, you're waiting to kick off Eurovision. Yeah. It's the first of the semi-finals. Do you know what the audience is at this point? Do you know how many tens of millions of people are expected to be watching?
Have we heard so many numbers? What was it, like 100 million or something? I don't know.
Do you think about that, though, or do you just go, we've got a job to do?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it was kind of, I didn't really find a difference between performing live versus doing the
practice.
Rehearsal.
Yeah. Okay.
It was kind of, I think it was kind of in the same mode for me personally.
Yeah, but the first rehearsal with audience, that's the first time it was like, oh, this is real.
Yeah.
It was like when we were practicing for the first semifinal, then like the venue was filled up with guests.
Mm. Yeah.
But it was not real.
Yeah, then
like,
you first realize, okay, damn, okay, it's huge. But then, After we learned a couple of times, it's like, you know, it wasn't that different, honestly.
No, we just...
The only difference is like everyone was watching, which I guess is kind of a big deal when you think about it.
But you were just like, we're in robot mode.
Yeah, we were kind of just laser focused, you know, on...
Walk here.
Performing our thing. It's such like you kind of get into this autopilot mode when you... Soon as the song starts,
and it's not you and your dancers. You're all working as one tight unit, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. We're very close to the dancers. Yeah, all one big team. Like,
yeah, we're one big family.
Yes, yes.
We're all helping each other out. Everyone just having fun. It's an amazing experience.
Did it? How long did it last in your heads when you were doing Roa?
Yeah.
In front of however many tens of millions it was at the semi-final. Did it go back in, passed in seconds? Did it seem to last forever? How did it feel?
I think it was just went by in 1 second.
Honestly.
I don't remember
I remember because I always wanted, okay, I have to remember this moment. Before I go, okay, remember the moment because this is once in a lifetime thing, you know. Just remember. And I remember I was walking when we started the song. Mm-hmm. We were like walking forwards, and then I was thinking like, okay, I'm remembering this. Now it's happening, and then the song started, and then just
autopilot.
I don't know. I don't remember.
But I remember in the final when we were standing at the end, like with our hands in the air.
Yeah.
I locked eyes with our producer. He was standing up there, and we just looked into each other's eyes. It was in a moment that we both like. We were watching each other's eyes and we were like, yes, this is the moment.
Yeah, you're doing this.
We're doing it. We're in Eurovision.
Semi-final, you open the show.
Yeah.
You then get to relax a bit once you've done
because
you're the first people on, which is fantastic as well. You kind of blew the roof off because the energy in that song, the energy in your performance.
Yeah.
So much energy.
Did you feel it coming back from the audience?
Yes, definitely.
I loved it. Like the crowd was singing and like everyone was so happy.
It's so funny. Like, people are singing along with a song that
they don't understand.
It's so cool.
And you're there in the green room. You're up on the sort of the table.
Yes.
And you're waiting for the results to come in. I can't quite remember how it was all judged, but anyway, you then learn that you are going to go to the final.
Yes.
I was watching that. My God, I felt so tense.
Yes.
Probably not as tense as you did.
Oh, yeah, we were stressing. It was like, I think we were with, what countries were it was Portugal
and
San Marino.
Yeah.
We, like when this screen went up, we thought to ourselves, either we go now or we don't go.
Yeah, because we were also locked in with the odds and stuff on yes. The internet, you know.
Yeah, like
the odds. And it was kind of between us and San Marino, people were saying. So mm-hmm. like when we saw us and San Marino at the same time, we were like, okay, there's no way we're both making it.
No.
And Portugal had like the lowest odds.
Yeah.
Which is, but at the end of the day, every one of those three countries made it. So yeah. like, everyone's happy at the end. But like,
Yeah.
And did you
like,
think you'd done enough when you performed? Did you think this is a qualifying performance?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. We both felt it. I think we were like.
But still, you're always like you
never know.
You can't be 100% sure, you know. But like, no matter what, if we wouldn't have qualified, we were so happy with the performance.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Well, you should have been, I think, because a lot of people, as I say, mm-hmm. could see the progression from the first performance
yes.
of the song
there's
just
so
in a couple
so
of months.
Accurate.
You'd obviously worked really, really hard on that over
yes.
the, over a
yeah,
2 month
did.
Period. So the roof has blown off. You're so excited. You mm-hmm. basically jump through the roof. You've got your friend from Norway behind you
yes.
jumping even higher. What happens after that? Because then you have to go back into work mode. You think,
yes.
right, well, now we've got to do the final.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we had like 1 day to chill.
Yeah, it was one day off and then
and
just...
And then rehearsals.
Just focus, rehearsals, everything.
Yeah, and we changed like a tiny bit
yeah,
in the final.
Yeah, probably wouldn't even like notice the things, but like we were just tiny details. Mm. That's the main difference between like, yeah. It's like where I look at the camera and
yes.
stuff.
Yeah,
something
yes.
like that, just tiny. But we got one free day.
Yeah,
straight after. So we could sleep that day after, which was very nice.
Yeah, much needed sleep.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the last time we spoke, you were aiming to get to like number 32 in the betting odds.
Yes.
That would
yes.
have been a dream, wouldn't it, if you'd managed to achieve
that? Oh, yeah, that would be a dream.
But once you qualified, you went into the mid-teens.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It was amazing.
So let's talk about the final then. Remind
yes.
us where you were in the running order, because you weren't first
we
in the final.
We were number
10,
I think.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Something like that.
Did that feel like a good slot to be?
Yeah, I didn't really care, honestly. Like,
yeah.
I don't think it really matters.
No.
Like, it maybe does.
It does matter.
It probably does matter, but like...
Yeah, people have studied it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There is some science behind it, but like, I think both of us, like, but just whatever.
We yeah,
just
we're play. Happy with...
It you like, just tell us where to go.
It was like boat song back to back. It was,
yeah, yeah. It was us and then...
Austria.
Yeah,
Austria.
Hmm. Yeah, the guy who won,
yeah.
he was right before us.
Yeah.
So you get then to your performance
yes.
and it's as good if not better than the semi-final.
Yeah.
So you feel really amped, you feel really buzzed
yeah, yeah,
that it's
so
going
good.
Well. You then get to the voting.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So for anyone that didn't see it, and remember hundreds of millions of people did, just
yes.
talk us through what happened, because the voting's in two sections.
Yeah,
yes.
It's divided between the juries and the public votes.
Yes.
And when the juries is, they always get these points and stuff. And we got no points, like zero
points
from the whole juries. And... we were kind of disappointed, but at the same time, like, okay, we kind of knew that juries wouldn't give us many votes. We were like, okay, we were thinking maybe we get 10 votes. I don't know. That would be kind of cool. But we got zero, which I think we were the lowest of everyone.
But
I think,
on the juries.
Yeah, we were the only guys who didn't get anything on juries.
What was the thing? I mean, you must have spoken to people. What's the theory behind that? Because people will have their own ideas.
I don't know.
It obviously wasn't a terrible song or a terrible performance. So... What is it the juries are looking for, do you think?
I don't know. We're just
too silly.
We might be too silly, I don't know.
The people in the suits. The people in the suits don't understand the silliness.
People actually watching at home around Europe, though, did quite like it because
yeah.
you got points from
yeah,
the...
Yeah, we got 33 points. We
yes,
got
a tattoo,
man. 33
yeah,
points.
You've actually got... Have you both got 33
yeah, wait,
tattooed on your ankles there?
Yes.
Here.
There it is. You've got 33 in your ankles.
We've got 33 tattooed on our legs.
I'll never forget how many points I got in Eurovision.
Well, that's the photo for the episode, for sure.
Yeah.
A photo of that.
Yeah, this number is the vibe number, 33. Perfect number.
And you didn't come last.
No,
that's the thing. We got San Marino got a couple of points lower. So
yes.
We got second last.
At the end.
But at the end, we will not go down as
no,
last place.
But it is a stronger performance than Iceland's had in the last 2 years because
yeah.
Iceland hasn't qualified
yeah,
at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, exactly.
And your theory about an Icelandic song
yeah.
sung in Icelandic having a better chance of qualifying, obviously, holds true as well.
Icelandic still has 100% qualification rate.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we were really scared that we would break that
it would be kind of, because we've been pushing this like...
In the super captain,
yeah,
we were always saying.
Pushing this. Like, Icelandic Atlantic is never not qualified. Like, it's always qualified. Yeah. So it would be kind of embarrassing not to qualify. But like,
now I think we will see more Icelandic songs going Iceland.
So. Yeah, I hope so. Because you proved the theory. And, and you certainly didn't look disappointed. You never do at anything. But you didn't look disappointed to come 25th.
No, we're very happy. Because like, it was kind of a victory just to be in the finals for us.
Yes.
Like,
that
everything,
was the main goal.
Yeah, we talked about it even before. Like, everything, whatever happens tonight, it was just a bonus, you know. There's no matter how many points or what placement, you know.
We just want to give Iceland a good Eurovision party.
Pretty much, you know.
It had been too long since they got to party on the Saturday.
But it's kind of funny, though, at the same time, because I remember our DJ, who's always with us DJing, he had like a Eurovision party with his friends, and they had like a game, like... Every time Iceland gets 1 point, everyone takes a drink, you know.
They like, never got a
so
drink.
So if we get 10 points, we had to take 10 sips. Oh, no. But we got zero from the jury, so nobody drank anything.
So that finish is, you have an amazing night, an amazing experience. Yeah. You obviously enjoyed it.
Definitely.
When did you then come back to Iceland after that?
Two days later.
Yeah, 2 days later.
Yeah.
Just... And then straight back to work, just playing.
I think like the day after we went to like this elementary school and we were like, we went there and we got mobbed by the kids.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my God, we're so famous. What, we didn't know that we were this famous?
Yeah. It was like the craziest thing. Like after we came over Eurozone and I felt like the most famous person in Iceland because like everywhere I went, I was getting stopped every time. Like,
yeah.
Couple
I think
of times
it was definitely a time that you were the two most people, famous people in Iceland.
At the time when we came home from Eurovision.
Yeah, in May.
Everywhere we went, like so many pictures, everybody, which was kind of cool. It was
amazing.
Cool. But like,
and the summer was crazy.
Summer was crazy. And we were always getting mobbed. So like our DJ had to be like kind of security guy as well.
Yes. It was like, he got their upgrade.
Yeah, because the kids can be kind of crazy sometimes.
Yes.
We covered a lot of the town festivals, you could call them, in Iceland, across the country throughout the summer. And I think every single time I spoke to someone about their town festival, you were on the lineup.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You were all over the whole country.
That sounds correct.
That makes sense. I mean,
we went all over the country this summer. Like,
yeah.
We'd never got a break.
No, pretty much. Like,
there was like 1 week when I went to Portugal.
You went to Portugal, so I got 1 week free.
That was so nice. A little bit of break. Because then, we didn't stop after we came home from Europe.
No, it was literally just... We kind of didn't get a chance to what happened? Because like straight after, we were like, on the road, let's go.
Because another one of the dreams that you had was to get, I think, 10,000 followers on YouTube, was it?
Yeah.
100,000. It has not happened yet.
But you went from something like 5,000 to...
Yeah, I think we have 64
on YouTube
or something.
But
yeah,
like on like TikTok or something, we got like 200,000.
300,000.
Yeah, or something like that. And Instagram, we got 100,000. So like... only thing we need is YouTube now.
So you're still making that content then because a lot of people buy into that. They really are. They want to find out more about you.
They want to feel
like they're part of your lives and do all of that.
Exactly. Yeah. We just started the podcast.
Yeah, but it's out now.
It's Christmas. So we just want to give the Vibe fans more media.
Pretty much. Because now we're kind of back like on the...
Grant.
On the social media grant, you know, because we've been so like busy with playing and stuff and focusing on our upcoming album and stuff. So like,
because a lot of the content has been about, well, I think of a video from a few weeks ago now, I guess, where you signed a record deal.
Yeah.
Tell definitely. Me about that.
Pretty much like straight after we came home from Eurozone, we started talking with Alder Music, which is like their only record label in Iceland,
pretty much. Only one.
Yeah. With about a record deal. And we went back and forth for like so many months with the details of it. But we finally got a landing on it and we're super happy with it. Mm-hmm. And we got like 15 songs, which we've been working this whole summer, just like between playing and stuff. We always went to the studio making more music. And it will be released very early next year, like February, March, April, something like that. But like, it's right now when we're recording this, at least we don't have like an exact date, but like in that
it's on the way.
It's on the way.
What do you write about then? Because the two songs that people will know you for, there's Beomind, of course, from Sung for Kepler the year before, which had a kind of cinematic theme, you know, My Life is a Movie, all that. And then Roa, which was about rowing. What are the other kind of themes that you've written about?
We got a lot of different. We got one about video games.
One about pizza.
We kind of write about whatever.
Yeah, whatever you feel like.
Yeah, one of my favorites is called Þetta Reddast, which you probably know, like that catchphrase.
Yes, yes. And everything will be fine.
Yeah, 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 we kind of wanted to make like a Þetta Reddast anthem, you know. Like, so that's also coming on the album.
The motto of Iceland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it the vibe motto as well?
Yes, always.
It always is, you know, it, because no matter what happens, it's always Þetta Reddast, you know. It will always be fine, no matter what. Yeah, yeah. So, like,
I think that will be the first single.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Yes, yeah, it will be. It will be.
Because a lot of people who've been through Sångverkefnin and or gone to Eurovision,
yes,
it does mean that there's an audience here in Iceland that want to see you lots and lots and lots. So that all continues, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't just end when you come back from Eurovision.
No. Not for us, at least. No.
I mean, yeah, we've been like going crazy. And we did some. We even did our own concerts as well. We did a couple of family concerts straight after.
The weekend after Eurovision.
Weekend after Eurovision, we hosted our own concerts, which was very fun also. And now also we're doing a Christmas show and stuff. So we've been playing lots of times, you know.
And tell me about who you're working with, your collaborators in the studio, because you do work really hard in the studio. Don't
yes.
You don't just turn up and sort of sing or rap the songs.
No. We write, produce as well.
Me and Ingi Bauer, he's a very known producer.
It's just the same team that did Róa, pretty much.
Yeah, we're always like, us three. I think every song is just...
Just me, Matti and Iggy.
We're all together.
And we work very well together. It's so good flow. And we just throw songs out like so quickly, you know, because
we know what everyone is thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you both listen to yourselves then when you're not making music?
Oh, well, I've been listening to both a lot of Oasis, Eminem and stuff, just something like that. And also a lot of... like the new Icelandic releases.
Yeah,
like,
we're always keeping up with everything that's new in Iceland.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and I'm a huge Billie Eilish fan.
Yeah.
Because I don't hear a lot of Billie Eilish or Oasis.
No. That's the thing. That's the thing.
We listen to songs that we don't make.
Yes, yes. And talking about, you know, the Icelandic music scene, which is really strong, as we know.
Yes, very.
I think I don't know if you can tell me any artists that you are planning to work with or want to work with, maybe?
Well, there are so many.
Yes.
You know, the dream would always be, which I can promise you this will probably never happen.
What?
Ice Guys would be go crazy.
Yes.
It would be like...
Break Iceland.
I think we might break Iceland.
You'd break the internet.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that would be such a crazy collaboration, but...
They're quitting.
Yeah, they work solo, you know. Yeah. They're not very much into features, but maybe one day.
And we already did a song with our favorite artist, Herr Nedusmjör.
Yes, true.
Mr. Peanut Butter.
That's true.
Yeah, we did that in 2023.
Yeah, yeah.
If you did work with Ice Guys, would it be Ice Guys featuring Vibe or Vibe featuring Ice Guys?
Ooh. It would be like
I think together.
Yeah, it had to be like a...
X.
X thing, you know.
Together, we're stronger together.
I think that would be like the craziest feature. But we're pretty much open with working with anybody, pretty much.
Everyone who's making good music, we want to work
honestly,
with you.
Honestly, and we're always down to like take a studio session with whoever asked us. We're like, let's try, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So remind me, as far as you know, roughly, when the dates are for the new music, when we can hear it.
Yeah, 16th of February. No, sorry, 16th January. Of January, I'm sorry.
I think the first single will be released then.
Yes.
I'm not sure about the rest, but it will be in like February, March.
Yeah, right before
the
European tour, which is going on. Starts.
It's 20th of February. Yeah. Then the European tour will start.
Yeah. It will be 1 month. We'll be going to lots of countries. It's going to be very fun.
Yeah.
Which countries are you going to?
We're going to all of Scandinavia.
Yeah, like Finland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark. Then we go to Germany and
Ireland.
Yeah, Ireland.
And then UK.
Okay.
And Austria. And something like that. Yeah.
And these will be audiences that, of course, will have seen you at Eurovision remembered you kicking off the whole thing.
Exactly. It's very well sold. And a lot of people are coming to the venues.
I can't wait. Like we got in Helsinki, I think we got 1,000 people coming. And it's like, wow, it's crazy. Yeah. Like, it's so funny to think that there are 1,000 people that live in Finland that want to listen to our Icelandic music. It's like
it's so silly.
It's like
it doesn't make sense in the brain. Yeah.
But not so just cool. Listen to it, but actually get out of the houses and come along and see you as well.
And buy a ticket and come see us. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's such an honor. We're so happy.
It's so cool that you can do that with music that's not in English. You know, I kind of like it. You know.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic, and I think you've absolutely done Iceland proud because. Yeah. Regardless of the final result, to qualify and to bring that energy to the stage and to sing in Icelandic.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people really, really felt this was one of the best years for Iceland at Eurovision.
Yeah.
I'd have to agree on that one.
Yeah, I think so. I think we are the best.
Yeah, the best one.
Would you, I mean, not saying this year or ever necessarily, yeah, yeah. Would you like to do it again?
It's so fun, but like you always, like, it's the thing when you go into it, you want to do it again and again. Yes. I think, but we've talked about it so many times, and we've got to ask this before in interviews. But like, I think at least for now, we're pretty chill. We don't wanna force ourselves to the throats too much to people, you know.
Yeah, let other people try it out also. Yeah.
So 2026 is about the single and the album.
Another tour.
The European tour.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you thinking beyond that yet at this stage? There's a lot to be getting on with.
I think we're just thinking about 2026 right now. And
yeah, kind of going with the flow, you know. See how the album is received and just see what happens. We've kind of always done that in our career pretty much so far. It's like we don't really plan too much ahead. It's just like, what's next? And just, somehow it just keeps on rolling.
It works.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust the plan or trust the lack of the plan.
Yeah.
I think the last time we were here, I think it was you, Matthias, who talked about having a fear of the sea and a fear of water.
Yes, yeah.
Despite the fact the video for Roar was filmed on the water. Yes. You'll be staying away from oceanic and water themes.
Yes, I think so. I think we'll be staying away from it for now. We already did the water thing.
I think that concept, it's been done now.
And you pretty much have to fly to Switzerland, don't you? You can't sail there on a boat.
That's the big problem here.
Guys, thank you so much. It's been great to talk to you once again.
Thank you.
Delighted that the year has been so positive for you.
It's been amazing.
And it sounds like 2026 is going to be even more positive as well.
Oh, yes.
I'm not kidding about that photograph of your ankles, by the way, in the tattoo.
Shall we
do that now?
Yes. This is the photograph
that you'll see on the website.
Just to
prove that the guys have actually tattooed 33, which is the number of points they got at Eurovision on each of their ankles.
Hold on. Wait. Show the boat also.
I got so much hair here. Maybe you can't see.
Just going to be ankles with numbers written on them. Okay, so hold on. I've got yours, but not Matthias.
Yeah, you have to do it like this.
We might have actually trailed something that's impossible here. Okay, here we go.
We should have done it bigger, you know.
Yeah, okay. So if you
see it.
There we go. Point at the 33s. That's the number of points won by Vibe at Eurovision in 2025. Guys, thank you very much. We'll talk again hopefully next year.
Thank you for having us.
Vibe, let's go. On Roof English Radio. Shall we finish with the song that kind of kicked off the year for you?
Yes, I think so.
They have to do it.
The big one.
This is Roar. Thanks, guys.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Ég enn og bát að leita betri stað. Ég ekki enda búin að missa allt En við setjum stekjum upp og höldum aftur af stað Róni hér, róni þar og í gegnum öldurnar Það getur ekki stoppað mig af Róni hér, róni þar og í gegnum öldurnar Það getur ekki stoppað mig af
More from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.